Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in our studios here today. We're going to talk about the Atlantic Alzheimer's Walk coming up here this weekend. Randy Moss in with us this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me out.
Talk about the idea for the Alzheimer's Walk. Where'd that come from?
I started this about 8 years ago in honor of my mother. I started fighting for Alzheimer's when she had it. Mom, I've lost Mom now, be 3 years this coming March. So I've lost friends to it, but when I lost Mom to Alzheimer's, it kind of hit home. And I've done golf tournaments in the past, but now there's too many other golf tournaments out there. And there's a lot of people that don't golf. But everybody can go out and walk on a flat track, which out to this beautiful lake we have at Shellburgs is a nice level track, and it's meant for anybody to walk on. The Atlantic Fire Department is bringing their fire trucks out. Atlantic Police Department's going to bring a couple of their cars out. Atlantic Hawks is bringing their remote control airplanes. They're going to display some of the great big ones and fly some of the smaller ones out there for us to show us. And I guess they're all kinds of loops they're going to do for us. The town of Atlantic has been very generous to the Atlantic Alzheimer's. And you go to them and you say, you need something. I've had over $600 worth of stuff donated for the silent auction, Jim. Everything from golf items to jewelry to a vacuum cleaner from Macon. Mm-hmm. I mean, variety of items for everybody.
So there'll be a silent auction out there as well.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big silent auction, the biggest silent auction I've ever had.
So you're going to have a lot of things going on out there.
And I just got a phone call last night from Dave Hancock and Mike Conley with Atlantic Kiwanis. They said, can we hook on to the Atlantic Kiwanis trailer and bring it out there and cook some hot dogs and serve some Popeyes? Said, Dave, I had no idea about this. I'm sorry, Dave, but I'm speaking out of term here, but you give me a call last night, and he says they're thinking about doing this. And so, Dave Hancock, I thank you, Mike Conley, and some of the other Kiwanis will be out there with the trailer. So there will be food available. Coca-Cola has donated 5 cases of water, so there's going to be cold water on hand. There's going to be a lot of events going on besides just a walk. Mm-hmm. And next year is going to start growing because we have such a beautiful place to have it at. I went to Seth first and I says, is there a possibility I can hold this here? He says, well, yeah, by that time we'll have the shelter up. Electricity will be up. He says, I'm just asking one thing. You cleaned up when you're done, and you can use it for nothing. I thank you, Seth, and the Park and Rec Board for getting everything ready for me out there. The town of Atlantic, I am so proud to live in this town. When you ask for something, they step up to the plate.
Are you raising awareness largely through the walk or trying to raise funds as well? I know through the silent auction you'll raise funds, but are people donating money or getting pledges and things to walk?
There will be a free will donation. I am not charging anything for anybody to come out there and walk. The other walks they charge people to come to. I'm not charging anybody to come out. This is a fun walk. You come out there, have a good time. There will be buckets sitting out there for a free will donation. There are a lot of businesses in town have already made donations. Organizations have made donations. Lions have. Rotary. and so on. So everybody's making, digging in their pockets and saying, here, Randy, we want to help you as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to explain the cause at all when you go to visit with folks, do you?
No. Everybody is touched by this disease. It is not an old-timer's disease. This disease can hit as early as age 28. We've had to educate doctors even that this is not a old people's disease. And they're finally getting it. They used to call it hardened arteries. And that ain't what it is. It's Alzheimer's dementia. There's seven stages of it. Problem is, this disease is going, there's over 5 million Americans right now in the United States that have it. And this number is going to triple by 2050. They're working on a cure. They got some drugs that's working, some not. We've had to fight with the FDA to even get this drug approved to use on people. It took us 5 years of fighting with the FDA to say, hey, give these people 6 months worth of life, use it on them, they'll sign the paperwork. And they finally agreed to that. And you'll get your research that way. But it's something that is very close to my heart since I've lost my mother to it. And I know Mom's up there watching and saying, Randy, you're doing the right thing. So, if you're not doing anything Saturday, come out, have a good time. If you want to donate money, that's fantastic. You don't have to. But I want you to be aware of all the signs of Alzheimer's in case a family friend has it, or even yourself. Where'd I put my keys? We're all like that.
Well, even out there, just getting out that day and then doing a little walking is part of the effort, too. Keeping yourself in good physical condition as best you can, getting that exercise and stuff, that's one of the keys to fighting some of these things.
And everybody has pictures that they've taken. Everybody has a photo album. Put names underneath these pictures when you're taking them. And if you have somebody that has dementia going on Alzheimer's, let them look at these photo albums. And they will not think anything about it. But it's regenerating their brain. Oh, yeah, I remember when we did this. But who was in that picture? Then they look down and they see, oh, yeah, me and Grandpa went out and we had a picnic, or we went fishing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alzheimer's is one of those diseases where Alzheimer's or any other type of dementia, it doesn't just affect the person who is afflicted. No. It affects everyone around them, too, because everyone's affected because they all have to deal with it in different ways.
And the caregiver, I was a caregiver for my mother. My brother and sister lived away, and it was put on me, and which is no fault of their own. But it affected them too, because they could not be back here to see Mom. When they did come back and seen Mom, they seen a bigger difference.
Mm-hmm.
I seen her day in and day out. I didn't see the difference changing as rapidly.
Yeah. You're not seeing the person you remember.
No.
No, not at all. This Saturday, July 14th, what time does it start?
It starts at 10 o'clock. I will probably be out there about 7:30, 8 o'clock getting things set up. There's a lot of people that stepped up to the plate and says, Randy, you can't do this on your own. We're going to step up and help you. A few of the people that's on my committee is on vacation or can't help me out this year, which is fantastic for them. They've helped me out in the past, but I got the other people that's stepping up to the plate and saying, we'll help you out.
You bet. Lots of activities going on. Don't forget the silent auction, too. Check out those items when you go out there. Just come on out and walk. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring the kids out.
Bring your lawn chair and just sit out there and watch everybody else walk around the track and enjoy what's going on. There's going to be events going on from 10 to whenever, however you want to be there.
Okay, just come on out and be a part of it.
Excellent. That's right.
This Saturday, again, 10 o'clock at the Schulberg Recreation Area. Randy, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.